You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
We talk a lot about human stewardship of horses, but in this episode of Barn Stories, we appreciate just how much horses can take care of each other.
Hello, and welcome to the Barn Stories podcast. I'm Lori Prinz, editor of Equus Magazine.
And I'm managing editor Christine Barakat.
If you're new to the podcast, welcome. We take stories that first appeared in our print pages and give them new life in audio form. While Equus Magazine is known for its articles on horse care and veterinary research, this podcast features personal, real-life essays that celebrate the bond between horses and humans. If you're a regular listener, you already know that, and you've come back for yet another heartwarming story, and we've got a really good one for you.
This episode features a story about a Mustang named Casper and his unique role as caretaker for a small herd of blind horses. It's beautifully written by a woman who not only noticed Casper's role in his herd, but also understood its importance. Years ago, I owned a blind horse, so this story resonates very deeply with me. My mare also relied on her herdmates to help her navigate her pasture and feel safe. She had her own Casper, an Appaloosa named Judge, who was absolutely selfless in his dedication to her, simply because he sensed she needed his help.
Humans could learn a lot from the Caspers and Judges of the world. Let's listen to The Seeing Eye Horse, written by Courtney Ferguson and read by Taylor Autumn.
For first-time horse owners and new riders just starting out, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel Horse Feed and Absorbing to bring you My New Horse, a place where equestrians just getting into horse ownership or riding will find the resources and community they need at precisely their stage of the equine journey. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines who are eager to find easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
When you first see him, nothing about Casper stands out. He is a pale, gray gelding, average in height, conformation, and maybe even in personality. But once you get to know him, you realize he's anything but ordinary. Casper is a Mustang, born in southern Utah. Along with his mother and three other mares, he came to us after a government roundup. We could offer them refuge on 25 safe, flat acres in the Sacramento Valley. Watching the five after their arrival, it soon became obvious that Casper's status in the group was unique. He could see. The others were blind, their dormant eyes dull and waxy, and they relied on Casper to be their guide. The mares had learned to conform to his movements. When he shied and ran, they stayed right with him. It was a sad yet strangely inspirational sight. I developed an unusual rapport with Casper. At feeding times, morning and night, I would walk into the herd's field, talking, humming, or singing, and place horse treats where Casper could see them. At first, he kept a huge distance of maybe 100 feet. If I turned to look at him, he would stop dead in his tracks, the others doing the same behind him. But as time went by, he grew more confident. The 100-foot leeway narrowed to 75 feet, then 50, until it gradually diminished to maybe 15 feet. Then came the day we had to scale down our homestead and swap the 25 acres for 5. After much research, we found an excellent horse sanctuary in Texas with facilities to safeguard our blind horses for the rest of their lives. It was the ideal situation and a humane next step in their lives. Slowly and carefully, we moved the small herd from their pasture into the round pen, ready for collection the next morning. Their confinement gave me the unusual chance to observe them up close. And as I watched Casper, I noticed he was also watching me, not with his usual air of tentative suspicion, but in a relaxed and curious way. Their pasture looked vast and empty behind the horses now, and I was aware suddenly of how much I would miss them. I stayed and watched them eat until they were silhouettes against the coral sunset, chewing and bobbing their heads, as usual. The next morning, I fed them extra early and I couldn't help but notice Casper's overt stare. The 60-foot round pen did not offer any scope to play our usual game of hide-and-seek, so I decided to simply hold out my hand and offer him his favorite treats. He looked, snorted softly, bobbed his head, and slowly, very slowly, came over to me. Tentatively, he took them one by one. Compared to our riding horses, Casper was scruffy and uneducated. Yet I couldn't help but wonder what his life might have been like. Watching him care for his little band had given me a special insight into his character. He was kind, always. He also took his responsibility very seriously, knowing full well how the others relied on his vision and judgment. At feeding times, he assumed referee duties as well, making sure everyone got their fair share. His willingness to take treats from my hand also now confirmed what I had suspected for some time. Under other circumstances, Casper would have been a great family-type horse, sensible, agreeable, and consistent. It was as if he were telling me, "Sure, it was a game. I knew that all along." Suddenly, I was faced with a last-minute choice. Should I keep Casper and train him? After all, he had many good years ahead. He would probably revel in the attention. But was that the right thing to do? A few minutes later, the answer arrived with a large transport trailer. The shaking and rattling sound sent the mares into a panic, and they instantly closed in around Casper. He was their sentry, their eyes, their decision maker. And my choice was for him to continue protecting his charges. With sadness, I watched as the horses were loaded and started their journey. Upon their arrival, we were phoned and assured that they had coped well with their trip and would soon be introduced to their new home on 1,000 acres of safe and grassy land. Apparently, Casper had already made an impression on the wranglers there, too. "That one gelding sure is a good guide horse," the manager told me. I knew I'd made the right choice for Casper and his little blind herd. But that doesn't stop me from missing him, or smiling when I recall the plain gray gelding with the great big heart.